An excuse is Federal MP for Wentworth, which covers the Bondi Junction shopping centre. Allegra Spender, good morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
What's the mood like today?
Look, I think Somba's right. I think people are absolutely shocked. You know, a lot of people were there or had friends or family who were there. And, you know, most people, you know, a few connections away from some of the people who were, you know, most drastically and terribly affected. So, you know, there's a lot of shock and disbelief and I think trauma and just sadness, really.
Do you think women feel safe now?
Look, I don't think women have ever felt safe, really. Like, you know, growing up, you know, when you walk the streets as a woman, you're always thinking about your safety. And, you know, I think, you know, well, there is real concern that this was, you know, focused and targeted on women. But, you know, a woman dies every week from domestic violence. So, you know, women physically don't feel safe, I think, before this and certainly not after this.
What about security guards? One of the victims was, of course, a security guard. By and large, they don't get much training. They're not allowed to carry weapons. Do we need to have a rethink about that?
Look, I think we need to think carefully. We need to understand really what happened, I think, and that's the first piece. You know, understand what happened, what went on, what could have changed it. You know, were there things that would have changed it, and then assess that. Because, you know, obviously the role of security guards is important, and it is tragic that man who you had just been in Australia as a refugee for only 1 year tragically lost his life. But I think, you know, for me, the first piece is, you know, we're all scared, we're all shocked and traumatised, but we need to be really thoughtful about what steps we take next, just to make sure that they're the right steps, not just the kind of reactive steps.
About 10 minutes ago, I said that we need to have a think about allowing civilians to carry pepper spray as they do in America. What do you think about that?
Well, look, I just heard your comment on that, and I think, you know, this is that question of, well, what happens next is, you know, will people use this against each other? And I think the truth is that there are, you know, around the world, people have different models for this. So my first piece would be say, okay, in places where pepper spray is allowed to be carried, what happens? Are people actually safer or not? Because this is always ultimately about, you know, keeping people safe. But I don't want to live like a country like the US where we're keeping people safe by just increasingly arming them. And I think in Australia, you know, we're a safe country. We really are. So I think we need to just be really thoughtful about what steps next. And there may be some steps. I don't know what those are yet, and I think we need to look at the evidence really carefully.
I mean, the Westfield of Bondi Junction is one of the biggest shopping centres in Sydney. I mean, certainly if you live in the eastern suburbs, it's the centre of shopping life. Do you think people will avoid it now?
Look, I don't know. I just actually had a text from a friend saying, you know, as soon as it's open, I'm going back. Because, you know, the shopkeepers, you know, they want to support the people who are there. I mean, you know, you look at some of the people, the, you know, the retail workers, the shop workers, the food and hospitality workers, they were heroic. And I think people want to say, look, you know, we're here for you. We want to recognise what you've done and we don't want to abandon you. But I think it will take us a lot of time to, you know, recalibrate and rethink about how do we go back into these spaces. I mean, when I went there, I've been going to that centre for my entire life, and you know, you go there basically every week, if not more than that. And it was still, you know, it was actually very disturbing, sort of walking up to it, a place that you're so familiar with, and knowing that what had happened there. So I think a lot of us are feeling that sort of, you know, sense of foreboding going back there, but also wanting to, you know, say, you know, you can't let these things define us. We need to remember what happened and the fact that there were so many people out there in our community who basically, you know, stood up for each other and looked after each other in such an incredibly hard time.
Allegra Spender, thank you for your time. Allegra Spender is the Federal MP for Wentworth and Sydney's eastern suburbs. Used to be Malcolm Turnbull's electorate. And unfortunately, it's the electorate where the Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre is also located.